Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with Dana Cuttrell, Key Account Manager from XL Energy, and Ryan Brewers, Field Sales Engineer from XL Energy. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today.
Hello, Tom.
Tom, thanks for having us.
We're about to start a series of podcasts that we're going to play for XL Energy customers to let them know that there's some big savings available in a lot of different ways. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how that works. But first, let's talk about XL Energy. For the last two decades, XL Energy has helped customers save energy and manage its use as part of your longstanding commitment to environmental leadership. Can you tell me a little bit about the background and why you're doing that?
Sure. That's a great question, because a lot of people don't quite get that connection between why we would help somebody save money on a product that we sell. A couple points. One is we're mandated by the state to do that, for instance, but we've partnered with the state to do that as well. Probably one of the biggest reasons we do that is to help our customers and help the environment with the impacts on energy savings. So when you save energy, you know, you're saving the fuel that goes into making energy, and typically that's coal or other forms of combustibles that are out there helping produce energy. And then the third reason is really to help our customers remain competitive in the business environment. Saving energy impacts their bottom line, and if they think about it and do the things the right way here, hopefully we can help them do that and save money that will impact their bottom line.
So you're in the business of generating energy and selling energy, and now you're telling me, and have been telling me for 20 years, that you're also in the business of helping your customers save money by using energy as efficiently as possible.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it.
And there's some very good reasons for it, as you've talked about, but there's also some other reasons, like peak energy usage, and the fact mm-hmm. that every summer when we go into the air conditioning season, we're all in trouble because we're using a lot of it, you're using a lot of it, mm-hmm. and in those kind of peak periods, you can't efficiently produce enough electricity to pass along the cost savings to us, correct?
Right. That top increment of energy generation is typically pretty expensive energy to generate. We have to turn on what we call our peaking plants and generate it through what I would say is non-preferred type fuels, or we buy it from other places throughout the country to get delivered here. And they're usually not at the lowest cost, and certainly we're working towards helping provide low-cost energy to our customers.
So it's really in everybody's best interest for you to help your customers, residential and business customers, to save money and to become as efficient as possible, because it helps you and it helps all of us with our energy costs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you've been doing these programs for 20 years. In the last 20 years, how many people have you helped? How many rebates have you given out?
From a business standpoint, we've given out over 30,000 rebates, totaling just a little over $151 million. So, you know, there's quite a bit of opportunities out there for people. Even though they may have already done some, there's still a lot more opportunities out there as well.
So 30,000 rebates and over $150 million to businesses, both large and small.
That is correct.
So when you're doing that, can you give me an example? If I'm just a small business office user, maybe a 5,000-square-foot building, are there any efficiencies for me as opposed to maybe a 200,000-square-foot manufacturing business that has heavy electrical usage?
Well, I think everybody has, quote, heavy electrical usage depending on their square footage. Most businesses will have lighting, probably have cooling, probably have heating, especially in this climate. So there's a lot of things that they can do to control their electric bill or gas bill. Their energy usage doesn't have to be a fixed cost, and they can control it and they can drive that down.
Well, let's talk about that lighting example. If I've got a building that's, the office building is 20 or 30 years old, I've got some old lights in there, probably a pretty good bet that if we replace those, we can save some money, right?
Absolutely. I had one customer that went in and did their lighting. They had actually had done a lighting redesign 6 years prior. They decided maybe it was time to do it again. They went through and did it again and were able to cut 45% off of their electric bill. And it gave them a simple payback of just a little over a year and a half. So after a year and a half, they not only paid for their project, but now are, quote, making money. They weren't spending that extra money on their electric bill.
So they'd done this 6 years ago, and then they did it again?
Yep, and were able to save 45% of their electric bill.
Now, is that a result of technology changing so quickly that we have more energy-efficient equipment available now?
That is correct. And then also not only was it more energy-efficient, but it allowed them to not have to deal the resources to, like, bulb changes and things like that, where the life of the lamp was a lot longer than what they had before as well.
Okay, Dana, we've got thousands and thousands of businesses out there in the Twin Cities and all over Minnesota. How do they find out if there's an opportunity? How do they find out, what can I do?
Well, that's something that we work with our customers on all the time. We break down our customer contacts within our company, where we have a group of account managers that work with some of our largest customers, and these could be large institutions, large manufacturers, large businesses. And that's a group that's already assigned, and many of our customers have an account manager. We also have a phone entrance into the organization. It's through our, what we call our Business Solutions Center. One phone call will get you there, and there's folks on staff that can help with any of your questions relating to energy conservation or energy needs. They're very well trained, and they're really a good group of people that can help you with that as well.
So if I call in and I say, my bills are high, I want to save some money, help me, where do we go? What happens?
One of the easiest places for businesses to start is on an on-site energy audit. What they can do is they'll call into the Business Solutions Center, say they're interested in this on-site audit, and that's based off of square footage. It might cost you either $200 to $300 based on the square footage of your facility. And what we'll do is we'll contract an engineering firm to come out and study your building. Usually it's probably about a half day to a day on-site visit where they'll go through and look at your lighting, your air conditioning, your heating, just everything that how your building operates. And then from that, they'll come up with a list of energy conservation opportunities that you can use in your building. So at the end of that scenario, it might be 2-3 weeks before you get the report. And in that report, you'll have a list of opportunities, and it'll give you maybe an estimated cost for that and what they anticipate a simple payback being, including an Excel rebate if one's applicable.
So if I'm a business owner and I'm interested in an energy audit, I contact your office.
Yep.
And I have to fill out 57 pages of forms.
Not 57. We've really tried to streamline our application process. Typically, it's 1 to 2 pages now at the most.
So we fill out that form, and then you wait around for 2-3 years, and then maybe something happens.
No. Once you get it filled out, we'll process it. Excel, we'll find an engineering firm that we contract to work with. They'll contact you, set up a time to come out, and then review your building with you.
So typically, how long does that take?
Couple weeks, and you'll have an engineer on site, and then a couple weeks after that, you'll have your report. So within a month, you probably have your report done, and you'll be able to see where you can start saving some money on your energy bills.
Let's see. Now, so far, you guys have told me that you want to help me save money, that when I fill out an application for an energy audit, it's going to be simple and easy, and I'm going to get it done within 2 weeks.
That's correct.
Oh boy, I hope I can believe all of this. Now, when I get this report, this 12, 14, 15-page report, am I going to be able to read it?
You should be able to, but if you have any problems, you can call up either your account manager or the Business Solutions Center, and they'll help you review that report and kind of get you along the next steps of what you can do.
And in those reports, there's going to be a whole range of things that might be possible to be done to help make your building or your business more efficient.
That's correct. From anything from lighting examples to air conditioning, if the engineer that's walking through your building sees something that maybe isn't quite right, thinks that there might be some larger energy savings opportunities there, they're also going to recommend that in the report so that if there's maybe you have a compressed air system that maybe isn't operating as efficiently as it could, it might make recommendations for other studies that would be available as well.
Okay, and then once you find out that you have an opportunity to save some money, then you start talking about the rebate programs, what the cost of the improvement is, how much rebate money is there, possibly some alternatives for financing the program. How does that all work, Dana?
Well, our rebate program is really based on the amount of energy you're going to save. We roll that up from a KWH savings or a KW savings, which is a kilowatt or kilowatt hour. We also have equivalents on the gas side, the natural gas side. We offer rebates based on the amount of therm saved, for instance, on that side of the business. So we both handle both electric and natural gas in the areas that we serve. You have eligibility for rebates in both those programs.
So for a business owner, if there's an opportunity to improve his business in his building, he finds some kind of equipment that has to be installed, let's say it's $10,000 worth of equipment, you can show him what the payback period will be.
Right.
If it's 2 years, then the first 2 years, his energy bill equivalent would be the same as it was before. But after 2 years, he's got his money back for that equipment, and after that, he's got free savings going forward. Is that what you're talking about with
throughout
payback?
Throughout the life cycle of that equipment, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so you can put this in easy language that an ordinary businessman can understand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this energy audit, when we do these things, we're going to come up with a whole myriad of things that you could do to improve your property or your business. And this is what we're going to be talking about in a series of podcasts that we're going to introduce over the course of 2010. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to have 9 more podcasts, and we're going to talk about many areas, not all of the areas, but many of the areas where businesses could save some substantial money.
Oh, yes.
And in these economic times, when you're fighting for every dollar of revenue and you're trying to improve your profitability, you don't want to overlook any cost savings that might be out there.
Yeah, and we should mention that on the cost savings side, our rebates have doubled from last year, more than doubled on the gas side and doubled on the electric side in most instances. So we want to make sure that's out there for customers to understand the implications there. Significant opportunities for rebates.
And right now is a really good time to do it because you've increased the rebates.
Oh, yeah. Time's never been better.
Okay, and one of the topics, one of the first podcasts we're going to have coming up, Ryan, is going to be about cooling, air conditioning. Snow will go away.
We're hoping.
And the day after, it's going to be 110 degrees.
It seems like that's the case in Minnesota.
So this is maybe a really good time to start thinking about your air conditioning systems and that energy audit. And that first podcast is going to be about cooling and those type issues.
Absolutely. We'll cover the cooling piece. We'll probably also talk a little bit about maybe some rates where we're maybe looking at the saver switch, whether it could be for business or residential, or that allows us to kind of control some of that air conditioning. Just shuts off your compressor, not the fan, so you're still circulating air. You still think that's working, but we're saving some energy off of that peak demand in the summertime.
Which helps all of us save money.
Absolutely. And the sooner we get that done, if you get that in before summer, then you'll see your savings all throughout summer as well.
We're going to get into lighting, which, of course, we've already talked about some examples. Apparently, that's changing so fast that almost everybody should consider their lighting. We're going to talk about motors and drives. What's that about?
Motors and drives. Well, that's a big consumer of electricity at any site. Motors are the things that do the work in almost every building, and the drives actually help the motors perform at peak performance. So those are two exciting rebates, significant increases in rebate levels. It's a good opportunity for customers to save, so look forward to talking to you about those.
So this is a series of motors and drives that might be throughout your factory, throughout your manufacturing facility that you don't even think about, but there's so many of them.
Well, you think about, for instance, on your on an office building, you know, you might say, well, I don't have really any motors here. Well, of course you do. You have them in your heating and ventilation equipment, you know, it can go on from there. But there's lots of motors in almost every building, so...
And Ryan, while we've got our air conditioning up and working well in July, we should start thinking about heating season.
Right, so that's going to probably be August timeframes because winter tends to come early here.
So one of our podcasts is going to be on heating systems and how to make sure they run as efficiently as possible.
Yep, we'll talk about tune-ups for your boilers, maybe looking at steam traps, just a general heating maybe optimization for the entire facility.
We have one podcast that's going to be on recommissioning. What's that all about? Does that mean I go in for retraining, or what does that mean, Dana?
Well, you know, if you need it, we'll give it to you, for sure.
I think I'm going to get it in this series.
I think part of that is, you know, we kind of retrain you to how to think about energy. So that's not a bad point, Tom. But, yeah, recommissioning is really tuning up that building, get that building working at peak performance. And what we do is fund a study for an engineering group to come in there and have a look at your building and give you some recommendations. And what's really interesting about building recommissioning is sometimes the paybacks are immediate. It's just incredible. It's just an adjustment on your control system, a tweak here, a tweak there, and you're saving energy. And then ultimately you're having some performance increases on your building, and even comfort is improved a lot of times with that type of work. So that's an exciting program.
Do they look at basic things like the condition of delivery doors and insulation and some of those things as well?
Not really. I think what we look at primarily is we take a look at the energy management system and see how it's working within the building and make sure the systems are working correctly. So a lot of tweaks get happen with that program. So it's an exciting program. It's a fairly low cost to get up and running. And so I look forward to talking to you more about that when the time comes.
One of the things that's unique about that program is a lot of times I'll get customers saying, well, this building's fairly new. It's maybe 5-6 mm-hmm. years old. Everything's efficient in it. You know, we mm-hmm. bought efficient air conditioners and all of this. So we really wouldn't apply. And our take to that is, you're probably an ideal candidate for that, because a lot of times when those systems go in, they're not really designed to run together. Mm-hmm. So that the air conditioning kind of runs by itself, the heating runs by itself, and a lot of times in those shoulder months between spring and summer and summer and fall, we'll get simultaneous heating and cooling. So you're heating up your air to cool it, or you're cooling your air to heat it. So a lot of times those kind of newer buildings are the best bet for our recommissioning.
Yeah. Now, Ryan, you're a field sales engineer. Does that mean you work with the account executives to help them go through the energy audit and the systems in the building and understand how they're supposed to work?
Yep, I work with the account managers, and I really help them optimize opportunities in a customer's facility. So whether it's a manufacturing facility or a commercial building, we just kind of go in there and try to look at the best savings potentials that we can get.
So you two fellas are a team, and the more complicated it gets, the more important it is to have you with.
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah, our goals are really to help our customers save money. I mean, that's what our team's about. So we track that, and we try to accomplish as much energy savings as we can in a year.
One of the other podcasts coming up is going to be about compressed air. Now, I wouldn't think, unless you're using a 100-year-old air compressor that's as big as a house, I wouldn't think that's a big issue today.
Well, you know, you might think that, but what we tend to find in a compressed air program, and probably one of the key drivers in it is leaks on the system. So if for every leak you have, we can equate that to energy savings based on how much time it's been run. For instance, I had a customer, large customer, that we did a compressed air study for. They saved almost 1 million kilowatt hours through the work that we did with them on that compressed air study. That's a lot of energy.
That is a lot of energy.
If you think of that as maybe 8 cents a kilowatt hour, you know, you've got a lot of energy saved there.
That's big money. Why would they not want to have it checked out?
Yeah. So they did, and they did, and to their credit, they did, and it was a good boost for them at the site. So
essentially, you're saying is when the air compressor runs, it fills up a tank, and the tank's filled so long as it's supplying the air,
right,
and if there's leaks, it's going to drain quicker,
right.
And then you're going to run more and more often than you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. For a business owner who has that kind of a system, you better call you guys in and get it mm-hmm. checked. You might be able to save a lot of money.
Say, Tom, along those same lines, a eighth-inch hole, a leak in a compressed air system will cost a business owner $2,000 a year.
My goodness. Help, help. Any business owners out there, they better call you guys. One of our podcasts is going to be Energy Design Assistance. What's that all about?
Well, that's for new buildings. That's new building construction or major renovations. And what we do is we work with the customer's architect and engineers and help them design the most energy efficient building they can. We actually fund a significant or most of the portion of the energy design side of it. And on the back side of the process, we provide rebates on the strategies that were put into place.
So you're essentially a double check to make sure that when the architect was designing the building that he's got he's got systems that'll really work when you're all done building it?
Yeah, the customer doesn't really understand the incremental costs from standard design to more efficient design. We help them with that, and then we help them with rebates to get to that level. So,
guys, we've talked before about some large savings, and I understand that 2009 was a terrific year for the University of Minnesota.
Well, it really was. We most recently had a large customer event. And the University of Minnesota came in first place for the most energy saved for the year. They saved about 1,800 kilowatts, or that's their demand, and that would translate into a lot of kilowatt hours.
For the average person, How much energy is that?
Oh, over 700 homes of savings.
For a year?
For a year, yes.
And the University of Minnesota saved that in 1 year's work?
In 1 year, through their efforts.
And I'll bet you're not done yet, are you?
No. No, we're never done with the U, as everyone can understand that when they drive by there. Always new buildings. I know they most recently finished the football stadium, and we work with them on developing the most energy-efficient football stadium in the Twin Cities. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, as a big supporter of the University of Minnesota and a taxpayer for Minnesota, thank you very much and keep up the good work. Ryan, but it's not just large users of energy. It's the average users, the small users, even the small businesses can save a significant amount of money.
Absolutely. I had one customer, a fairly small manufacturer, needed new welding equipment. And, you know, their old welding equipment was becoming cumbersome, a lot of maintenance on it. They were able to come in and they thought, well, let's give Xcel a call and see if there's any opportunities there for savings. And we helped them go to a more energy efficient welder. It cost them a little bit more money, but we were able to help offset that cost with rebates. They were able to basically get new welders, more efficient, lighter, so it allowed their operators to be a little bit more maneuverable, and they were able to pay for that incremental cost within 2 years.
That's a fast payback.
Yep.
So these rebates and these programs aren't just for the big people. They're for all of us.
They're for all of us.
Residential and business, but there's some substantial business savings. Mm-hmm. And you've told us that as of January 1, 2010, you've made significant increases in the available rebates, and a lot of them have doubled from previous levels?
Yep. And then some. On the gas side, we've more than doubled. So
we're really, really interested in helping businesses and residential customers save money.
Yeah, we really stepped it up.
That's great. Any final thoughts about Xcel Energy's money-saving efforts?
Well, we're excited. I know that, Ryan and I. And we look forward to talking to you more about the projects that we can offer customers to help them save money.
I'm looking forward to being educated over this series of podcasts. Ryan, any final thoughts for you?
As far as a business, you know, your energy bill doesn't have to be a fixed cost. You can control it. If you're looking at anything that could affect your energy usage, whether it's electric or gas, you can give our Business Solutions Center a call at 1-800-481-4700, and they can get you started.
Gentlemen, thank you. Dana Cuttrell, Key Account Manager, Ryan Brewers, Field Sales Engineer. And for more information, contact your Xcel Energy Account Manager or go to www.responsiblebynature.com. Click on the Strictly Business tab. Click Programs and Resources. Choose your state, and you'll see a full list of programs. And for all the business owners out there in Radioland, please make this call. These gentlemen can help save you a lot of money. Thanks for joining us on this edition of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to Today's Business Radio.